Let's begin. This week's parasha, Parsha Shoftim, Ki Seitzei La Milchama Al Oyevecha. Person goes out to war. V'chulu 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 v'dibru ha-shoytrim el om leymar mihu ish ha-shebona v'vayis chodosh v'loi chanochoy. Is there a person here in this group who built a new home and did not inaugurate the home? Yelech v'yoshoyv leveso. Exempt. Get a patur from fighting in the Milchemes Mitzvah, right? Is the Milchemes Mitzvah, afilu kala yoytze nechu posa. Yelech v'yoshu l'veso pen yamus b'milchama v'ish acher yach nechenu. Another man may inaugurate his bais.
What's the inauguration procedure?
Excellent. What exactly is the procedure? What exactly is the ceremony exactly? The Torah over here is something very, very strange. I mean, very strange. That there's something called building a bayis chadash and going through a procedure called chanochoy. Now, bishloima, the other exemptions, asking a very good Rav Mordechai Mitz, right? Mordechai? Two Mordechais.
Two Mordechais. Same grandfather.
Oh, you call the same person.
Same
La Yehudim. Wow, look at that. That's very interesting. Okay, wow. All right, so here we have here. Look, yes, an incredible question, because when it comes to the case of Mihu Isha Asher Eras Isha V'loi Likocha, I understand. A man had Erisin, but there was no Nisuin. He said, Harayat, in the time of Chazal, they broke up the Erisin and the Nisuin by a year. Here he said, Harayat Mikudeshesli, but he did not have Chuppah. So this what to do. We understand when it says by the field, you plant a vineyard. You planted a vineyard and you did not yet. What's chililo? Neteravai. What do you do in the fourth year? You take the peros and you go to Eretz Yisrael. Don't go to Yerushalayim and you eat the fruits in Yerushalayim. There is what to do. Now, mia abone bayis chodosh v'loy chanochoy. What does it mean? You didn't move in. Moving in, the word chanochoy seems to have more of a halachic ceremony. Just like nisuin, there's a halachic ceremony. What?
Some sort of dedication.
Dedication. You do something. Something in the Torah, you do something. Getting married is nisuin. Chiloy is you take the peros of the fourth year, you bring it to Yerushalayim, you make a mitzvah d'oraisa of neter ravai. So what does it mean, asher chanochoy? What are you doing over here?
The Syrians have a ceremony.
Yeah. What do they do? An animal?
A rooster. Rooster or a lamb or something.
They eat it?
Is it Syria?
Know, they eat it. Yes. Or they kill it. It's like
they shaft it. That's, by the way, that's an African tradition today.
Wow, Mr. Willis. Wow. How did you know? The Tire of Yonis and Menuzil said what you just said. Incredible what you're mechaling to.
You just hang
a mezuzah. He says the Chanukah means to do a mitzvah. The mitzvah of putting up a mezuzah. Excellent. Tire of Yonis, but what he says is Shaloi Kalachal. The Tire of Yonis and Menuzil says what this means is you built the bias. The bias is complete. You did not yet get a chance to put up the mezuzah to make the Baruch Hashem Kedushan of Mitzvahs and Mitzvahs Litboya. Mezuzah. You didn't make that bracha yet. That's the halachic procedure that it's referring to. Chanochai. Unbelievable. We'll get to that later on in a few moments. So what does it mean over here? It's really not according to other. It was Rashi over here says. Go look around and pay attention. What does Rashi say? V'loy chanochai loy dor. Rashi teaches. Okay. Rashi says what it means. Loy dor bo. He did not live in it. Doesn't answer the question that we're asking. Because we're more of a. We want there to be a mitzvah. The other two, there's mamash mitzvah, the bracha. By nisuin, you make sheva brachos at the time of nisuin. When it comes to neter revai, you make a bracha. There's a bracha, I'm assuming there's a bracha, a special bracha you make when you eat neter revai. You have to go to, it's like ma'aseh sheni, you go to Yerushalayim, you eat it. This is chulin. You don't live in it. No, I go to this hotel, that hotel, I live over here, live over there. What's the difference? The loy. It is bayis chodosh. I don't know what if you buy a new house, it is bona to build. I don't know the details. I really do not know the details. But it says, V'loy chanuchoy loy dar bo. Chinuch l'shoyn haschola. The word chinuch chanuchoy is haschola, a beginning. That's a very hard, that's a big, that's a big topic. V'ish acher yach mechen yach nechenu v'dover zeh shal agmas nevesh shukin. That's a cipher. Alright, so here's the question. What exactly is going on with it? So according to Pashup Shad Ein Mikra Yaitzim Nibshuto, the question is a question Rashi says it means to limit. Okay, no one's going to argue with Rashi. But still it bothers us. What is this? This seems to be something more religious. Something that you do. So indeed, there is something that we know to be a fact. There's something called a Chanukah Sabayis. A Chanukah Sabayis is a ceremony. This is something that is back from time immemorial. And it's a medrash. Actually, it's explicitly found in the medrash, and it's found also in the She'eltes Rav Achai Goin, from the Goinim, which precedes the Talmud, which precedes the Rishonim. It goes back 1,000 years, and it says that the Beferish. It says there's something called having a Seuda, basically a party, a Seudas Mitzvah to celebrate. To give shevach v'hoidah to Hashem, that He has given me the ability to build a new house. I have a new house, and the medrash and the shul shavachai, they're much more explicit. What does it say in the medrash? Where does it really come from? Maisei bereshis. This world is Hashem's house. Hashem built this world in 6 days. What did Hashem do on the 7th day? Shavas vayinofash. Isra Melacha. Shabbos is Hashem's Chanukah Sabayis. Isn't that an amazing thing? Shabbos, Hashem built a bayis. He built this whole world in 6 days. And on the 7th day, Hashem rested. He sanctified the day. He rested. Zohar, Veshomar. Take down all the Svarim Hilcha Shabbos. Shabbos is, in essence, the Chanukah Sabayis of Hashem's world.
Where did Hashem put the mezuzah?
Where did Hashem put the mezuzah? Well, next time we go on what's it called in Star Trek? What's that, their spaceship called? The
Enterprise.
Such the key, you said. When I ask you, Toysmith, I don't think that's such a resounding answer.
In the crew. 1701.
We have a
crew.
Next time we go on the Enterprise, I'll show you where the mezuzah is. In any event, we have the Shabbos is Hashem's Chanukah Sabayis of this world. Hashem built the world. The whole Shabbos, one big Chanukah Sabayis. What do you do on Shabbos? No melacha. You bottle the melacha. You have a su'uda. The Suda is Zohar Veshomer, a special Suda. You have 3 meals, L'chvoid Shabbos. The day that you inaugurate your home, don't go to work. It's not a joke. You don't go to work. You have a Suda, a Suda's mitzvah. Sanctify the house by reciting Divrei Torah, V'chul, V'chul. This is what it says in the Medrash, and it says in the Shelter's Jabachai Gon. And they basically, so it's very funny. They turn the shult is just really rephrasing what it says in the medrash, but the medrash he turns it upside down, and he says, "What is Shabbos all about? Why did Hashem? Why is there a 7th day of rest?" So the medrash says, just like when a person builds a new home after sweating away for raising the money and doing the construction and all the agmas nefesh that comes along with building a home. Finally, the home is built. He moves in. He makes a party to celebrate and dedicate the house. So to Hashem, when He made the world, He made a day. He made a party. He made Yom HaShabbos. You know, you would think it would say the other way around, right? You would expect, just like when Hashem made the world and came Shabbos, Hashem rested and Hashem sanctified the day. So we, when we build a house, a new house, and we rest, we should make a party and dedicate the day. The Medrash says it's just the opposite. The Medrash says, just like it's the nature of a human being to celebrate the success, the achievement of earning money and buying the building materials and engaging in the skilled labor of building a home, And with all that it involves, and now everything is done, you celebrate, you make a party, and you have a seuda. So Hashem follows in the way of man. That itself is a shocking revelation. How the Medrash turns it the other way around and looks at human nature. Man, what do you mean human nature? Man is made in the image of Hashem. Everything that a man does really comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this needs explanation, whatever it is. This is really where it all comes from. It comes from Maaseh Bereishis. Now they go further. I'm not sure if the Medrash goes further, or it could be it's going to the same called Divrei Malkiel. There are many Svarim. I'm taking everything from Rabbi Dvorkis. Raharav Dvorkis, one of his multi-volume Svarim, which I left by mistake the volume in the shul, but in this, everything I'm telling you, not everything, but most of it, what I'm telling you is from there, and he quotes a lot from the Sefer Divrei Malkiel, and the Sefer called Be'er Sheva, and another collection of Svarim, and he says, he quotes there that everyone knows that on Shavuos, HaKol Moedin Dibi Shavuos Be'inon Lochem. When it comes to the other Moadim, there are different opinions. Some say that you can devote the entire day to learning Torah. If you want, don't eat, you can fast. Every one of the Moadim, if you like Yom Kippur, you can fast, you can daven, learn. Don't spend time enjoying yourself. Other opinions say no. Are you Yom Tif? Don't learn. Don't learn, or very little. Davening should be very, very quick. So you should be able to spend the entire day having a party, eating good food, having good wine, and getting together with your family and friends. The whole day should be devoted to Lochem. And some say, no, the best approach is Chatzi LaHashem, VeChatzi Lochem. The best approach for the Moadim, half the day you should devote to Hashem, you should daven, you should learn, and half the day you should devote to your family, to yourself, good food, and family and friends, v'chul v'chul. But on Shavuos, there's no playing games. Don't go and be too religious on Shavuos. HaKol Moedim DeBeShavuos DeInon Nami Lochem. You may not devote the entire day of the Yom Kippur Shavuos to Hashem. Don't sit in the Beis Medrash the whole day. You better make sure that you have a good time on Shavuos. You have good food, good drink, and you have some Tainig Olam Hazeh on Shavuos. Why? Shebo Nikna Boy Shinshub Shib. I don't remember the exact words of the Chazal, because on that day the Torah was given. So what? So what it was given? What's the difference? So the first to explain, Shavuos is the Chanukas Habayis of this world. What do you mean Shavuos is the Chanukas Habayis? Didn't we just say one moment ago that Shabbos is the Chanukas Habayis? Yeah, there are different dimensions to the Chanukas Habayis. Hashem finished the world on day 7, but we have to remember on day 6 it says at the very end of creation, the very, very end, Yoim HaShishi, the Shishi has a Hei HaYidia, the world was still not complete, was Al-Tanai, that when it comes to the day of Shishi, the Sivan, when Hashem will offer the Torah to Klal Yisrael, then they have to accept. If they refuse to accept the Torah, Kabbalah, the Torah is not going to go through, then the world will return to a state of Toihu Vavoh. So the entire Maaseh Bereishis, with everything that it involved, is conditional on Yom HaShishi. When that day came, that glorious day came in the year 2048, from Bris Olam, and Klal Yisrael was Mekabel the Torah, Yom HaShishi, oh, now it's complete. Now the condition has been fulfilled, the world now is truly complete. Oh, it's complete. It's time for another Chanukah Sabayis. Bring out the wine. And if a Chanukah Sabayis demands, you have... What?
No, you said 2448.
2448? 2448. This year is 3,333 years since Matan Torah. 2448. So this Kabbalah Satorah is the Gemar of Maaseh Bereishis. Gemara of Maaseh Bereishis, the reason why the Gemara says the Ba'atzeres Hakol Moedim Dibi'ino Nami Lochem, it's Midin Chanukah Sabayis. It's a celebration of completing a new makom. Hashem made this makom. This whole world is Hashem's bayis. When you are Chanukah Sabayis, food. You gotta have food. You have to have good wine, good drink, you have to have fun, you have to have a suda that has to not just be business as usual. So we have two examples. of how powerful this concept is. The whole Shabbos is a Chanukah Sabayis, and Shavuos is Chanukah Sabayis. Hakol Moedin Be'ina Nami Lochem. Now, so that's will to according to this, when it says of Yevloichanochay, besides what Rashi says that you did not live in it, it's not just living; it's actually celebrating. It actually means to make a suuda. That's a celebration, and it's considered to be a suudas mitzvah. However, it's very interesting that the minhag ha'olam is very much to downplay a Chanukah Sabayis. And in fact, many people don't even do it at all. And the question is why? How come you don't hear about it all that often when people buy a new house?
Because you
have to invite the Shriga. Why don't we hear big ceremony? People buy houses all the time. It happens.
Even in Yerushalayim.
Okay, let's talk about it. So why is it, you know, it's not something that we hear all, you hear about it. People make a Chanukah Sabayis, but you don't, it's not done with, you know, it's a mitzvah, it's on the level of Shabbos, Matan Torah, you know, you should hear something more significant.
HaKadosh Baruch Hu's house is not finished.
Oh, it's Hashem's house. It's not like Hashem's house. But it's still your house. It's a pasuk.
We don't finish it off. Zekel
Lechor. Okay, we don't finish Zekel Lechor, but it's still a pasuk. It means HaShabonim has V'loi Chanochay. It's Mamash a pasuk. So what happened? So first of all, there's a Yerushalmi, which really puts a nail in the whole thing. There's a Yerushalmi, which Mamash puts a nail in the whole thing. And the Yerushalmi says, it only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Mi ashabo v'loy chanochoy chutz l'mi shabon abayis in chutz l'oretz. There's no din of chanukas habayis in chutz l'oretz. Why not? Pashut, because we don't belong here. We don't belong here. The Indian is, where would you belong? You belong in Flatbush? You belong in Florida? Belong in Lakewood? You don't belong here. You're going to make a house, and you're going to go, oh, here we are. And some farce goes so far to say, if you make a Chanukah Sabayis in Chutz Eretz, you know what you will be doing? You're making a public statement that you are miyayesh, the Mashiach will ever come. It's like you're taking the Siddur, making a Chanukah Sabayis equivalent to opening up the Siddur, and where it says, Ani imam be'emunah shleima b'dias ha'mashiach af yishayis mameh im kol zechak le'b'chol yom sheyavo. I want to make a ceremony, everyone come to my house, we're going to take out a Siddur, and we're going to cut it out of the page. We're gonna remove it. We're gonna take it out of the Siddur. Ceremony. Come, everyone. Come, bring your smartphones, and we'll serve all different types of food and drink. Totally ridiculous. Crazy. Well, that's a mess. What you're doing? Celebrating.
Was that maybe in Yerushalayim? It's not with Chalak Lishpot that maybe they had a problem.
Oh, so but the chutzpah being that many of being that I mean. Most of the Golis, Klal Yisrael, the vast majority until recent times was not living in Eretz Yisrael. This Baruch Hashem, Chazdei Hashem, Ipsu B'Mashiach. Today we have 7 million people living in Eretz Yisrael, Jews. Okay, you're talking going back the last 2,000 years, how many Jews ever lived in Eretz Yisrael? It wasn't a big number at all, nothing like what we have today, Baruch Hashem. But being the Klal Yisrael lived their Klal in Chutz Eretz, there is the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says this halacha: a person is in war in Parsha. He's in war, and the Koyim Shech Mochamba Miuish Asher Bona Bayis Veloy Chanocha Yelech V'Yosh Veisa Sky Ray said, "Oh, my shver, he bought me a house in Flatbush. Get back in line. You're not going nowhere. You're going to war. You bought a house in Flatbush. If you bought a house in Eretz Yisrael, then I'll let you go home. You bought a house in Flatbush. You're going to war." No exemptions, so it doesn't apply. Therefore, there's no din of Chanukah Sabayis in Chutz Le'aretz. There's nothing to talk about.
And then Eretz Yisrael and Yovel,
yeah.
The property used to go back to the original owners, so maybe because they're not the original owners anymore.
Now, Eretz Yisrael, so that only goes back in areas if you build a bayis, no, only land. No, the person. The case of building a bayis, let's make an assumption, is describing where, is going where you build a bayis on your own land. The only thing that goes back when Yovel comes is if you purchased land. I didn't buy the land, it's my land. And on my land, I built a bayis. I make a Chanukah Sabayis. So, Einachinam in Eretz Yisrael, then indeed you do make a Chanukah Sabayis. Even Bizman, according to the Yerushalmi, even Bizman Hazer, they would seemingly the Chiyuv does apply we'll wait for a moment to halacha lemaisa. There's no question halacha lemaisa, the obligation to make a Chanukah Sabayis in Eretz Yisrael today is on a much higher level than making a Chanukah Sabayis in Chutz La'aretz, which according to the Yerushalmi doesn't apply altogether because you don't belong in Chutz La'aretz. Now, the problem is that's the Yerushalmi. The Bavli takes the same exact drasha, Mi Asher Bar Bayis V'loi Chanukah, and makes on the same exact words, makes a drasha prat to a ganaf, a gazlan, someone who steals a bayis. Now, if you just go in the sukkah, a sukkah hagazel, you know, there are different types of ways you can steal a sukkah. You can steal the building materials, you can steal the property, but it's the same, whatever the case is, but the problem is that in the Bavli, on the same exact words that the Yerushalmi uses to reveal that there's no mitzvah of Chanukah Sabayis in Chutz La'aretz, the Bavli uses those same exact words to teach you that there's no din of Chanukah Sabayis if the bayis is not 100% your property. If you stole money to buy the house, or you stole the property, you're an extortionist, you forced a person off his land, takfa, you grabbed him and you threw him out of the house, or you stole the building materials and you built a bayis, whatever the situation may be, we learn from this pasuk that the person is not exempt from going to war. He must fight in the war. There is no exemption. That's what we learn from that pasuk. So it would seem, and many make this argument, that since that we generally follow the Bavli, we don't necessarily follow the Yerushalmi. It's always a big topic of discussion. We have machlokes, the Bavli and Yerushalmi, and Shulchan Aruch, if the two are mutually exclusive. We have situations like that, where you have a Bavli and a Yerushalmi, and they disagree, either explicitly or implicitly, and it comes out that if you can follow one, you can't follow the other. In Shulchan Aruch, what do you follow? You follow the Bavli or the Yerushalmi. It's not so simple. But let's work with the premise that we follow the Bavli. So then it would come out that we don't have any makar any longer to tell you that there's no din of Chanukah Sabayis in Chutz La'aretz. It would appear that according to the Bavli, if in war, the Kohen Mashiach Muhammad says if you build anyone build a bayis and someone, yep, I built a house in Borough Park, you're exempt. Because the Torah doesn't say otherwise. And don't tell me this drasha, the drasha Asher Chanukho, well, the Bavli says that drasha is coming to exclude a ganaf. It's not coming to exclude someone who bought the house in the Chutz La'aretz. So there's no drasha. There's no drasha available. We have a right to assume that it's all inclusive. You build a house anywhere. Anywhere in the world you build a house. Problem is, the Rambam here does something very unique. And this is very uncommon for the Rambam to do. So the Rambam, when he brings on the halach, he says both halachas. The Rambam, when he describes the laws of war and exemptions, anyone that built the bayis is exempt, provided, number one, the bayis is in Eretz Yisrael, like the Yerushalmi, and number two, the bayis is not stolen. So the Rambam here, very unique, paskins like both the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. Is that a violation that you cannot use a pasuk for more than one drasha? Well, that's itself subject to a discussion of when are you only allowed to make one drasha, when can you make more than one drasha, how do all these things work? I don't know, beyond even an encyclopedia to figure out the rules and regulations of making drashas, of how many drashas, sometimes the Gemara says impossible. Once the pasuk is occupied, it's used for one drasha, sorry buddy, you're not going to squeeze out another drasha from these words. But obviously the Rambam holds that's not a problem, because the Rambam explicitly says both the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. Which, if not for the Rambam doing that, we wouldn't think so. We would say we'd rather have an excuse to make a Chanukah Sabayis. Jews are always looking for excuses to make parties. So if not for the Rambam, that makes both drashas, you'd go like the Bavli, probably Gazel.
What's the second condition? It's not sold?
What?
What was the second condition? It's not sold.
It's not stolen. Stolen.
It's not stolen.
Stolen. So the Rambam passes like both, so therefore it would appear that Bisman is in Chutz La'aretz, we have there's no obligation. Now here comes the very big problem. It's an amazing thing.
But everyone says if it's stolen,
doesn't comment.
There's no comment.
So it's mashma from the Yerushalmi. If you steal the building, it's like mamsha dafyomi. If you steal building, let's say you steal, so you still make a Chanukah Sabayis, you owe money. No one is coming to deny the fact that you have to, they'll take you to court and they'll sue you for $1 million. But that does not take away from the fact that you are the legal owner of the bias. The bias. The ain loy olav ella damim bilvad. That's the Gemara. The Gemara talks about he's still a sukkah. This is the whole sugya. So in kaked exelus, let's say the whole thing isn't exelus, it's sheula. This is a big sugya. You can make an argument that if a person, he steals a bias. Now that's also a very broad, what exactly does it mean to steal a bias? It means you stole the money to buy the bias. You stole the building materials. Did you pick the person up and throw him into the street and you took over? It's a very broad, but you, there are situations where you can say a ganav acquires what he has stolen and he owes money. He owes, you're not gonna get away from going to Gehenna, and you're not gonna get away from paying the money that you owe, but in the meantime, you are the legal owner. And therefore, if that would be the case, like by case by sukkah, you yotze the mitzvah according to one man. I'm yotze. According to the Chachamim, you yotze the mitzvah of sukkah. Ah, but I owe money? No, that's right, you owe money. They're gonna take you to court, they're gonna punish you, they're gonna embarrass you, you're gonna go to Gehenna and you'll pay the money, v'chulu v'chulu. But in the meantime, you yotze the mitzvah of sukkah. Can you make a bracha? You can't make a bracha. You can't make a leishah of sukkah. Because b'tzeya b'reich nietz Hashem. Just because you yotze the mitzvah, you can't make it. If you steal a lulav, you steal a lulav in an esrei, are you yotze? So it's a mitzvah babi avera, well, that's all depends, but even a mitzvah babi avera, can you be yotze? Sometimes you can be yotze the mitzvah, no, but you can't make a bracha. Bracha is a separate, whatever it is. But you can make an argument that a person who stole a bias is obligated to do a ceremony called Chanukah Sabayis, which means what? I don't even know what it means. Like the Talmud, put him a mezuzah. You'll say it means to make a su'uda, and by extension, that means that today, Bisman is that person who stole a bias should make a su'uda to thank Hashem for his bias. A little bit strange, right? It is a little bit strange. Whatever this means, it's strange. But because it doesn't say otherwise in the Torah, it's like lulav hagazel, something along the sukkah hagazel. But what about the pasuk? The pasuk is describing when a person buys a bias in chutz la'aretz. But if you make the drasha to exclude a person as a ganav, then you don't have the pasuk available to exclude a person who build a bias in chutz la'aretz, and maybe then you would be obligated to make a chanukah bias. That's what we would say. So if we would not have a Rambam, we would say that since Samach Lakes Valve in the Yerushalmi how to make the drasha will go like the Bavli. And the Bavli says is coming to exclude a ganav or gazlan, and therefore there's no drasha to exclude chutz li'aretz. And the result would be that if you build the bayis in chutz li'aretz, you're chayiv to make a chanukah sabayis. That would be a natural conclusion, being that it's machlek, it's the Bavli and Yerushalmi over the same words. The problem is the Rambam, when he paskins the halacha, he says both, that the only time you're chayiv, the exempt from war, is if it's a bias in Eretz Yisrael, and number two, you didn't steal the bias. Oh, how could the Rambam say both? It's one or the other. Obviously, for some reason, which is not our topic, you're able to make both drashas. So it comes away, falls away. So it comes out. The Bisman Hazem Chusos, you should not have any obligation to have a Chanukah Sabayis when you build a bias in Chus Eretz. Long comes other commentators, and they say something that's shocking, but it's so true. And it's really a more of a hashkafic principle. After the Churban Bayis Rishon, Yirmiyahu Hanavi, even really before, during the Galus of Yechonia, Asher Eglav Yishalim Yechonyahu, Melech Yehuda, the Galus of Yechonia, 11, the Chodosh Vahamaskir, 11 years before the Churban, they come down to Eretz, come down to Bavel. And what are the people doing? They're renting. They're renting homes, apartments in Bavel. Why are you renting? It's a waste of money to rent. Why are you leasing? Buy. It's more financially wise to buy. They said to Yirmiyah, we're not sticking around this place here, we're going back. We're going back tomorrow, very, very soon. We can't wait to go back to Yerushalayim Yerakodesh. And he breaks it to them with some powerful words. I don't have the pasuk in front of me. Binu batim v'shavu, ushvu. Ushvu. Mitu kramim. He says them. He tells them, build houses and live here. You ain't going nowhere. You're stuck here for a very long time. 70 years. And what it means 70 years is that whatever that means. And some of the poskim say that pasuk changed everything. It was a shock. You learned in the farsh, Shuta Shal Mikra, Mikros Gedolos. Read the farsh on that pasuk. This was a shocking statement that shook them to the core, like never before in Jewish history. For the Navi to say to them, you're not going anywhere. You're not going back. You're not going back. For at least for 70 years, you're not going back. And the truth is, we never really went back anyway, because the Bayis Sheni was never what was meant to be. It was meant to be the Bayis Sheni, but unfortunately, the Bayis Sheni never achieved what it was meant, never developed. It never grew into. It started out. What? That's right, but there were millions of Yidden who were not, who did not return. The Aseres Hashlot never returned.
You can't say that there's no Yishuv there now.
Of course, and not. There are 7 million Jews in Eretz Yisrael today. But this is clear. This is clear. The Bayis Sheni never achieved its goal. Without beyond a shadow of a doubt, it didn't start off the way it was supposed to start off, and there was a hope and a yearning that even though it did not start off to be the Geulah HaSiva, it would Nemeila develop over time. It would turn in, the Shechina would return, the Nisan would happen again, the Eish HaMizrach would return, the Arun would return. It never happened. It never reached the goal. There's millions of Yidden at the time of the Bayis Sheni, not the beginning. At the beginning, there was only 5% of the Jewish population returned. Later on. But the Bayis Sheni never achieved. And that's not my part. This is Pasha. I'm not making up this. It's not, it never achieved the Geulah HaSid that the Nevi'im said. And that's what led to Christianity, and that's what led to all the Tzars of Pali Yisrael. Because the prophecies, that the Nevi'im said about the rebuilding of the Geula, which they were talking about, you can go to Gvavel, and then you're going to come back. And they did come back, but the whole thing just fell apart.
We say nowadays, people call it the Geula, but.
Whatever, all these are terms. These are nice terms, and each term has to be defined in its context. It's a process. It's a process, right? A good fellow. I got it right here. Every time I keep picking up, I get a phone call and I get distracted. It's a process. Yeah. Unfortunately, the words of Yirmiyahu HaNavi, according to some opinions, are still in effect. Binu batim.
Uvanu batim
biyoshavu. Binu batim. This was a license called Divrei Kabbalah. Any command that is given by a Navi is Divrei Kabbalah, like the Megillah. Like Megillah Esther is a mitzvah, you make a bracha. The Navi tells you, go to Bavel and buy a house, build a house, and live there. That changes the equation. Now when it says in the Pasuk, Mi'oish asher bona bayis, v'loi chanochoi includes chutz la'aretz. Even though it may have been true, it may have been true that in the time of the Torah, in the time of the Bayis Rishon, for 480 years up until the Binyan Bayis Rishon, and then at 410 years of the Bayis Rishon, there was taka such a thing that if you go buy a house in Alaska, you don't go, you're not exempt from war. But once the Chorban came, and once Yirmiyahu HaNavi said those words, build houses and live in them. Now, if there's a war, if there would be a war, and the Meshuach Muhammad would say, anyone here build a house? And one guy, yeah, I got a house on the moon. On the moon, you have a house. You build a house on the moon. Space station, I have a residence, space station. I'm a resident of the space station. Exempt. Because the space station is nichlal in Binu Batim. Once you're outside of Eretz Yisrael, it doesn't make a difference where you are. Even outer space. It changed the equation. Ad kidei kach. Shocking, right? To say such a thing. Ad kidei kach, that now there's a chiyuv mitzvah. You want to say it's, I don't know what the mitzvah from the money hamitzvahs, the main hamitzvahs of Chanukah Sabayis, but it becomes equal to building a house in Eretz Yisrael. No difference. So therefore, whatever it is that you're supposed to do for Chanukah Sabayis, the ceremony, which seemingly means to make a su'udah, it appears, to make a su'udah, probably to make a shechiyanu, okay, also means to make a bracha, or really a toivah hametiv. I don't know why they say shechiyanu, you should make a bracha, a toivah hametiv. It's good for the whole family, it's good for everyone. The correct bracha is toivah hametiv. In the Svarim, you talked about the bracha of shechiyanu, yeah?
What I mentioned before about shechting,
yeah, so that's a shechta.
So the bracha by that Chanukah Sabayis, and they're doing that.
They're making a bracha, but what's the bracha on the shechita? Okay, they want to be kollel. Okay, I hear. Okay. It's this is where it comes from. Now, no one though is very happy. After everything said and done, it seems that yes, the place, look at this paiskin, it's still not done. Even though there's a very good chashash to say this idea that Benu bought him. Still, I think the Rashba says the opposite. The Rashba says, no, the Iker is like what it says in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says only in Eretz Yisrael. I mentioned before, some of the rabbinic Zionists, they say mamash frightening words. What? You build a bayis in Chutz La'aretz and you celebrate? You mamash a koifer. You mamash miyayish on the geula. It's so against Judaism. Anyone that feels they can go in America, build a bias and celebrate, he needs to have his exam. What kind of Jew are you? You don't belong here. You do not belong in this country. This is not your place. It's a very nice country. Medina Shel Chesed. And all the good things you can possibly say. But the bottom line is, when the day is over, you don't belong here. You belong in Eretz Yisrael. You miyayish al ha-geula. What is going on? Then there's another school of thought that says the following, and they say, let's be honest today. When someone builds a bias, let's say no matter where you are, the vast majority of people who buy a house, let's assume buying a house is equivalent to building a house. Make that assumption. Why buying a house? Because I have 7 children in 1 bedroom, that's why. I have a 1 bedroom apartment, and I have 7 children, and they're sleeping on the kitchen and the floors and the ceilings. I just don't have a choice. This is a necessity. A necessity. Building a bias out of necessity is not what the Pasuk means. When the Pasuk says, it's a svara. I don't fully grab it. This is a very popular svara. It's only when a person does this out of harchava. Harchava, which means I can live, you know, I have my children, we can get by for just fine. We have 2-3 bedrooms, we manage just fine. Hashem was good to me. I got a new job, I got a bonus, I'm doing well. You know, let's live the harchava. We'll be able to do a mitzvah, we'll be able to do hachnosas orchim, we'll be able to have a more delightful Pesach, Shabbos. I can get by in my 3-bedroom apartment just fine. But, you know, Bar Hashem has been good to me. I want to be marchiv my gvul in order l'shem shamayim, of course. That's when me bone bayis v'loi chanochoi yelech v'yoshev l'veso. Maybe what the Rai is, because the pasuk goes on to say, shema yomus v'amulcham v'ish acher yach nechenu, and Rashi says, agmas nefesh. You'll have agmas nefesh. It doesn't say this. I'm trying to understand why it should make a difference between harchova and necessity. If it's, you know, you're living with 7 children with 1 bedroom or 2 bedrooms, whatever it's can survive, and they're coming out of the walls. So then, if you go build a new house and you don't move inside, it's not agmas nefesh. The degree of agmas nefesh, there's agmas nefesh dying. There's always agmas nefesh, and war is war. But over here, we're looking for a naya darga, a extra special level of agmas nefesh. If you're moving across the street to just larger quarters because you can't survive where you're surviving, and the father doesn't come home because he died, that's a tragedy. It's a tragedy because he died. But no one's going to go say the tragedy is, oh, he just went and he bought a new house across the street that has 5 bedrooms, and until now he had only 2 bedrooms. Mm-hmm. The tragedy is that he died. That tragedy, the agmas nefesh of not moving into the new home, when the only reason why he was moving into the new home was because he outgrew his living quarters. But when a person has a plan, it's done by harchava, it's different. It's a different type of agmas nefesh. Here he is in a time in his life where he worked very hard, and now he finally, all of his hard work paid off, all of his yigia, and now Hashem gave him, like, you know, a terrible tragedy, the person retires, terrible tragedy, retire, and now they're going to sit and learn, they move to Eretz Yisrael, and they set themselves up. I know such a person. He was just a genius, he was a tremendous, tremendous Talmud Chacham, probably some people even know him, that happened many years ago, and he moved to Eretz Yisrael, and he set himself up, and he told me on the phone, he set himself up, he has a whole library, and his plan was mamish to sit and learn the rest of his life. He had enough money for the rest of his life, married for his children, they all do very well. And he was mamish now, oh, BK Shiachov Leishay B'Shalva. And he got sick and he died very quickly. Mamish died like right away. People were, I was shocked. After all this, you worked so hard all these years with your dream to go to Eretz Yisrael, and you went, you moved in, you set yourself up, dies. There are two tragedies here. The tragedy that he died. Okay, that is the only tragedy. But there's another tragedy. Now's when he dies. He dies now after all this, after working to reach a plan, and now. If the guy is still working his head off, and the reason why he's moving across the street is because I just can't fit into the house anymore, no one's going to focus that the tragedy is a tragedy, and now's when you die. The tragedy is that he died, period. So it doesn't fit into the narrative, okay, to use that word. It doesn't fit into the narrative of the parsha. Mewish asher bona bayis v'loy chanecho yelich v'yoshev l'veisel pen yomus v'mochob v'ish acher yachnichen. And what about everyone else that's going to die in war? Well, we're not discussing. Everyone who dies in war is a tragedy. This fellow, there's another dimension to the tragedy. V'ish acher yachnichenu. Dover shal agmas nefesh. This is an andra agmas nefesh. This is a different agmas nefesh. If you're just moving across the street to larger quarters, no one's going to focus on that. They're going to focus on the regular, standard tragedy. Terrible, this guy died. They're not going to say, I died now, at this point in his life? They're not going to focus upon that. Okay, so that is why maybe some of our students, Bizman Azeh, very rare today, it's extremely rare today, that a person is building a new house because of harchava. There are people, not saying they're not, there are plenty of people, I don't know these type of people. They're in a different social circle. These type of people have money to burn. But most people, when they build a new house, it's just because pasha, they need a new house. They need it. They have children, they can't live anymore in one apartment, one bedroom. They need to expand. That's one time. Another time is, first of all, 99% of people who buy new houses, it's on a mortgage. It's not financially wise even just to pay cash. Okay, anyone has a good financial advisor, it's just not worth it. You're going to pay in taxes crazy, crazy amounts of money. It's unless you have money to burn, whatever. Yeah, most people today, or for years or for decades, do not just buy, pay cash in one shot to acquire property. It's done with financial advisors. And the wisest thing to do is to do it in a way where the house is financed. And that basically means today, in the modern world, when you're making a purchase on a residence which costs at least $100,000, if not many, many millions, you don't own it. You don't own it. Who owns it? The bank owns it. If the bank owns it, you can't technically say, Asher bona bayis. First of all, did you build it? No. You bought it. You bought it, do you own it? No, the bank owns it. I have a down payment, it's financed. So then what will you tell me? Okay, come back in 30 years from now when I pay off my last payment. Yeah, by then you probably took out a second mortgage and a third mortgage to pay for this and pay for that. And even if you really paid for it in full, even if you paid for it in full, it's too late. It's too little, too late. Nishtahi, nishtaher. When you bought it, it wasn't yours. When you pay it off, you've been living here for 30 years. It's not a simcha anymore because you've been there already for 30 years. It's not a lump sum. It's not a one-shot simcha. So you can. It's like what they say, marriage. Marriage, you don't make a bracha on shechiyon if you're getting married. Mm-hmm. Meir, why don't you make a shechiyon when you get married? Why? Because the shvigah comes along. Because the shvigah comes along. So it's lacking simcha. Because the shvigah is always in the background. The reason is because marriage is done in two parts. Now, marriage is done in the erisin. And in time of Chazal, when a person gets married, they have the erisin. So you're not really married. You've just done part one. So it's you're not yet together. Okay? She's forbidden to all men and you are connected to her. So when do you consummate the marriage? A year later. But then it's old news. I'm already married to her. I'm just concluding, it's half baked. So you don't have the simcha when you start, and you don't have the simcha when you end. And from that point it just goes downhill, right? Okay? So you don't have it here or there. You're stuck in the middle. You don't have here or there, so there's no shachianu. It's the same thing with financing a home. When you acquire it the first time, it's not really yours. And when you finally pay off your last payment, it's old news already. So there's no moment in time when you can make that shachianu, and there's no moment in time which we assume that the Chanukah Sabayis very much relates to that element. And let's discuss one more point, a very important point. That is, Mr. Milos touched upon this. Mr. Milos mentioned that the Targum Yonasan ben Uziel, we had in the Daf Yomi, not so long ago, Yonasan, who Yonasan ben Uziel was. He was the greatest of Hil Hazakein's Talmidim. When he learned Torah, a bird that flew upon him would burn. Okay, Rabbi Yonasan ben Uziel was the greatest of the great. And he said that when it says in the Pasuk, V'loi chanachoy means, you did not yet affix a mezuzah. So the commentators jump on this, Rabbi Yonasan ben Uziel, and say there's something that's fundamentally wrong here. Something does not make any sense. Guys in battle, let's look at what's happening over here. A person is in battle. They're going out to the battlefield. The Kohen Mishael Muhammad says, is there anyone here who built a house and did not yet move into it? Meaning, did not yet get the opportunity to move in and to affix a mezuzah. Because if you build a house, and the moment you finish building the house, you chayv in a mezuzah, so the mezuzah already should have been put up there. There's an assumption, let me take a step back, there's an assumption that this is what Rabbi Yonasan ben Uziel means. The halacha is, you're not chayv to put up a mezuzah until you live in the house. If you build a house for investment purposes, I'm not living there. I'm just waiting for the right time to find someone to buy it, to rent it. Are you chayif to put a mezuzah on that bias? No, absolutely not. The only time you have an obligation to affix a mezuzah on a bias is if somebody is living in the bias. If no one is living in the bias, there is no obligation whatsoever to affix a mezuzah. If you own a bias, no one's living there, you're not a chayif. If you live in the bias, then you're chayif, chayves hador. So a fellow, he built a bias, it's all finished, but it says, v'loi chanachay. Let's use Rashi together with the Yonasan of Yonasan ben Uziel. You don't live there yet. I don't live there yet, so I'm not chayif to put up a mezuzah. So what's the tzar? What? That's your property, yes. That's a different din. That's lo yeir bal yeiroheh bal yeimotzeh. That has nothing to do with living there. You're not allowed to own your property. It's your property. But when it comes to mezuzah is chayves hador. You have to live in the bayis. No one's living there. So this guy, he built a bias, beautiful bias. That's what it says. Are you planning to move in there? Yeah. You know, but first I'm going to rent it out. I don't need to live there yet. I get some. Okay, but you built it. You did not yet get an opportunity to put up the mezuzah. Well, there's a very good reason why you didn't put up the mezuzah, because you don't live there yet. So when you'll move in, then you'll first be chayev in the mezuzah. Why does that demand that you should go home from war? The mitzvah is not yet upon you. For example, the case of the other two exemptions, marriage. Is there anyone here that had erusin did not have nisuin? You're exempt. If you have erusin, the goal of erusin is to reach nisuin. You're already married. You're there. Not more engaged, you're fully married.
No, but if you're engaged, you're not potter.
Right, you're not potter. You're already married. Now you have the part two of the marriage. The Karim Nevi, anyone that planted a vineyard, if it's your vineyard, you're counting the years. 1, 2, 3. It is a natural process that's going to lead in Neter Revi. This is not a natural process. There is absolutely no obligation upon you to put up a mezuzah until you move inside. It's not, I'm in the process. Building a house is not equivalent to erusin. Building a house is not equivalent to having a field and counting the years. 1, 2, 3. Because once you have a field, the tree grows by itself. You're in the process. It's going to grow whether you like it or not. You have a house, you don't have to move into the house. So don't move into the house. You build the house, even though you're planning to move into the house, you can change your mind. By marriage, you can't change your mind. You want to get a divorce? That's a whole different din. You're already going against the grain. That's already a whole different din. When it comes to the net of the fruit's going to grow whether you like it or not. I built a bias. No, I'm planning to move in. But you can't tell me that you're in the middle of the mitzvah of mezuzah. The mitzvah of mezuzah has not even begun to take root until you first have to move into the bias, and then for the very first time it will trigger an obligation to put up a mezuzah. The mitzvah of mezuzah is far removed from you. How can Yonasan ben Uzziel bring in mezuzah to make mezuzah equivalent to nisuin and to neter revi? Nisuin and neter revi, you are already in the middle of the process in one way or another. Mezuzah does not begin, does not even start to enter the equation until you first move into the bias, and you did not yet do that. The only place we find something like this is only one other area, by tzitzis. Chazal said, do you have to wear tzitzis? No, definitely not. You can live your entire life without ever making the bracha, l'sa'atef tzitzis, al mitzvah tzitzis. Just don't wear a garment that has four corners. No one has any complaints against you. The only time you need to wear a tzitzis is if a garment of four corners. Just don't wear a garment of four corners. This is the only exception. Chazal said, you're right, you can get away with this. No one's going to have any complaints. But you should know you're doing something wrong.
Is it a Mavatul Asay?
No, you're not. No, you're not a Mavatul Asay. You're not, absolutely not a Mavatul Asay. And Asay is only when it's upon you. This is what you must do today. You don't have to do it. The Asay begins when you put on a garment that has four corners. Just don't wear a four-corner garment. This is the only place where Chazal say, you know, we think it's a good idea that you should put yourself in a situation where you have four corners so that you'll be chayiv to wear tzitzis. Because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry, he's going to punish you for not putting yourself in a situation where you're chayiv in tzitzis. The Idon Derischa, at a time of divine anger, Hashem will have a complaint. I know you're potter, but why didn't you do something to make yourself chai? The only place you have this principle, v'chol ha'tarah kula, is by tzitzis. There's no place, meat. You want to be a vegetarian? Gesundheit. Gesund behave. Oh, but there's a mitzvah of shechita. Every time you eat meat, you're getting a chelek in the bracha that the shechid made. Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu melech ha'olam, asher kiddushanu b'mitzvos ha'mitzvanu al hashchita. Even though some people never, their entire life, witnessed the shechita, it doesn't matter. When you eat meat, or you eat poultry, you are connecting yourself to the bracha, the mitzvah, the oraisa of this blessed parasha of this zavachta. But let's say you don't want to eat meat. There's no complaint against you. No complaint whatsoever. Hashem, the Edom, the Rizcha, has no complaint. Why didn't you eat meat so that you would be able to connect yourself to the bracha of Shkita? No, no. If you don't want to eat meat, don't eat meat. No complaints, no in the Rizcha. We learn from here in a shocking chiddush. This is not my verse, but it says in the Sfar, a shocking chiddush. Mezuzah?
Does that mean it's...
At least according to Ben Uziel? No. Yonasan Ben Uziel, was saying a tremendous chiddush. Is that built into mezuzah is just like tzitzis. Mezuzah, a person has an obligation to put himself in a situation where he has a mezuzah, where he will be able to participate in the mitzvah of being surrounded in a makom that has a mezuzah. You want to live in the street your whole life? You're not allowed to. Think about it and put it in that part. A person can say, you know what? I don't want to have a mezuzah. You know, so I'm going to go, I'm going to build the doors in my house, legal loopholes. You'll crawl in. You'll make all these lumdish doorways. So you should not be chayiv in a mezuzah. Different ways to do it. Different techniques.
So Peru or who implies that you have to get married?
Peru, can you... This is another topic. Not now. Let's talk about mezuzah. A person, I will live, homeless. I will live on the subways. They come and they say to you, listen, we'll give you the city. We'll say, we'll buy you a house. We don't want you to live. Well, the city, the mayor, will give you a whole house. No. I don't want a house means a mezuzah. I don't want, for religious reasons, I don't want to live in a house. I don't want, because they go into the house, I need a mezuzah. So it's like meat. I don't want to do the mitzvah. No, mezuzah is no. You're mechuyev, or at least to a degree, if you are planning to enter into a bias so that you could affix a mezuzah, you are already in the process of the mitzvah. That is what logically comes out from Targum Yonasan Ben Uziel. Mewish, asher bona bayis, v'loi chanocho, yelech v'yoshev leveso. I spent $1 million building this house. You know why? Go ask the average guy. Go ask these people. You walk down some of these, you see these construction sites where they're building, unbelievable. Ask the balabas, why are you building this house? I guarantee no one's going to say, I want to put on a mezuzah. And I want to be able to put the mezuzah on a bayis mehudar. The whole bayis I'm building, the whole structure, this $5 million structure, it's all for one purpose. It should be a chetzo mehudar, so when I put the mezuzah, it should be a bakovetik mezuzah. The mezuzah should be put in a mokhe mechubah. Well, that's what it says in Targum Yonasan Ben Uziel. Mioish, who is the fellow who went and built a home for one purpose only? So he should be able to put up that mezuzah. And you have to obviously appreciate what it means. And be mesuvah. Entering into a domain where it says Shva Yisrael Hashem Elokim Hashem Echad. And he didn't reach his goal? Go home. Agmas Nefesh. But what do you mean? The mitzvah didn't start. You're not wearing a garment of four corners. No. The Edom Derischa. Hashem wants you to build a garment of four corners. So, to wear a garment of four corners. So you can put on tzitzis. What a garment is to your body is what a home is to your family. Just like Hashem wants you not to be naked, He wants you to put on clothing, and he wants you to select clothing that has four corners so you should be able to put on the tzitzis. Hashem wants you to live in a house so you should be able to put on the house, the mezuzah. So once you start building the house, you've already started the mitzvah. Incredible. Even though technical halacha, the mezuzah does not begin until you move into the house, but already the abizrayu of the mitzvah, the haschala, when you build a house, because the goal is the mezuzah, yeleich the yashuv leveso. That's what comes out, according to Zamai Bar, that's what it says. This is a whole different way of looking at construction, a bayis, a mezuzah, and showing that mezuzah is equivalent to one respect to tzitzis, but even the mitzvah. All right, have a wonderful day. On my side.
Today, yard side, 20th yard side of the Sevaro, where 50 people were killed. Today is also Rosh Chodesh for Behemoth.